Well, Chris, here we are at this Bridgestone event, all on the theme of conquering your fears. And I know that's an issue which is important to you and is close to your own heart for a few reasons, for things you've overcome in your career. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Firstly, I'm really happy to be working with Bridgestone on this project. I have overcome some difficult points in my life. One of them being surviving the operation where I had a 5% chance to live going into theatre. That was obviously a big one, a life-changing moment. And I think if I'm able to change the lives or at least inspire 10 people today, then I will have done a good job.
So these people are going to be challenged to go on top of this diving board and then hopefully they're going to conquer their fears that way. What do you think they might take from this going forward? What do you think they might learn?
Well, should 10 of 10 actually jump off, I'll be very impressed. It's a very hard challenge, but I won't go down lightly. I'm gonna try and not force them. I'm gonna try and encourage them and motivate them to conquer their fears and being able to jump off the 10 meter. But I think psychologically it will be very difficult for them, because it's just a really difficult thing to do, even when, you are a diver and you do this every day. Tom says to me all the time that he's scared when he goes up onto 10 metre, and he does it for a living. But I think it's something that the main thing they'll take away from it is a new confidence about themselves, because they've pushed themselves beyond their original comfort zone.
Well, you've obviously had your own successes over the past couple of years, to put it lightly, and it's been a fantastic couple of years for you, especially last year at the Olympics. I said for Olympic fans in Yorkshire, it's a bit like Elvis dying. Everyone remembers where they were when they saw Mears and Law win the gold. just if you can, sum up that moment for you.
Scattered would be the right word for it. I couldn't believe what had happened. Anyone that has watched that footage, and I think it was on quite a lot of the highlights of Rio for Team GB, was just me and Jack on the floor, an absolute mess. And I think that does sum up how hard we worked for it, and almost, it wasn't disbelief, we always knew it was possible, we just didn't think it was probable. And then I had a moment when I was stood on the podium where I'd come around a bit, and I had some time to gather my thoughts. And I was stood on the podium, and I had my best friend to the right of me. I had my family up to the left of me, and I kind of looked up. I'd lost my mum when I was young. I kind of looked up and could feel her looking down at me as well. It was a really, really nice moment. I don't think I'll ever get a moment that good in my life, and if I do, I'll know I've done something really good.
We've had success as well, European level, Commonwealth Games, things like that. And with diving, It's not like some sports where sort of you get to the end of your 20s and you're done. You see some dives sort of go on to a little bit older. Do you think you could do that and go on and repeat these successes?
Wow.
No pressure.
We'll see. Diving is the biggest passion of my life. I've done it since I was 7 years old. It's all I've known. And I push myself really hard. I think my results have shown that I have the ability to push myself as hard, or if not harder, than the others. I'd love to say that I'm going to be stood up on that board in Tokyo. We've got some really good younger divers coming through as well, so we'll see how they get on. Hopefully they're not whipping my ass anytime soon. I'd like to be up there and competing. But again, you never know what's going to happen. It's a crazy sport.
I'm sure you've had to explain this to lots of people lots of times, but for sort of the uninitiated, doing synchronized diving, that's very, very, very difficult because of the keeping in time aspect of it. Mm. How is that something you learn? Is it something you learn from when you're very young?
I think it's more about matching two divers that are very talented, matching their attributes together. But also, for me, it was quite difficult, no, quite easy, sorry, to dive with Jack, because his strengths were my weaknesses. And then I was able to learn a lot from him, and he was then, vice versa, able to learn a lot off me. And we almost became kind of like more similar because we were working together. So I think that's very unique in the way that we worked. And one of the reasons why we were very successful, or are very successful, is because of that.
And that bond's got to be really important. Is it with you two, the sort of relationship you have and the friendship you have, were you very close before you became Diarrhoea Partners, or did you know each other at all?
Yeah, we did. Our first trip together was 2010. We both remember it very well because we were room sharing and we had the biggest laugh ever. And that day since, we were best friends. And it's just got stronger and stronger as we've got older and got more experienced.
And now, you know, you referred to him as being your best friend earlier on and all of this. How much of it is on the partnership over the individual?
I think when you're competing, you know, other athletes may disagree, but for me, I think it's 70% of the whole thing is our relationship, because it gives me confidence, it gives him confidence when we're standing next to each other. So, yeah, other athletes would say differently, but I think that, you know, I'll stand by that.
Okay, Chris, the last one from me. Simply, what is going to be next for you? What is the plan from here?
Well, Commonwealth Games next year. Time flies. It just comes around so quickly. I'm really excited for that, and hopefully we can come away with a medal from Commies.
Fantastic, Chris. Thanks very much.
Thanks.